Support for this show comes from Sylvan Learning. When children love learning, they can tackle any challenge life throws at them. Sylvan's Insight Assessment can help you determine if your child is ready for what's ahead. It can also identify gaps in learning and point out areas that could be of concern for your child so they can tackle what's to come. And right now, it's the best price of the year at $29. Go to sylvan29.com to learn more and get your child's assessment for only $29. That's sylvan29.com.
What is up, Packers fans? Welcome to another edition of For Cheddar or Worst, Acme Packing Company's podcast, all about the good and the bad surrounding the Green Bay Packers. I'm your host, Chris Burke, joined alongside my co-host, as always, Lindsay Hansen. Lindsay, first show of the year. Big win last week. How are we feeling?
Ooh, big, big win last week. It was fun to watch. It was so sick. The Vikings didn't put on as good of a show as I thought that they would, especially being it being the Packers. But man, that was all phases were working last week. And it was just, it's one of my favorite games of the season for sure. But yeah, it was good.
Yeah, I think, you know, the biggest thing, I think Kevin O'Connell overthought the quarterback decision there.
Yeah,
and that did not help. Yeah. That didn't help at all. I think that's why they didn't put up a fight. Not to take anything away from the Packers, obviously, but I feel like he overthought that a little bit. They're going to go with Mullins. The Packers, you know, not much else to say about this week because we're all eyes are ahead on what's coming up. Biggest thing I want to say on that one is probably their most complete game of the year. Yes. Got to even give credit to the defense.
Yep.
Packers looked real good there. So and they put the Vikings pretty much out of playoff contention. They need to beat the Lions, who still have something to play for in terms of seeding, and they need a lot of help. So all in all, a good. So looking at the just real quick, just checking on the weeks before we start talking about the, the news of the week. So Jaire Alexander is back this week, holding a very subdued press conference. I don't know. Did you see any of that, Lindsay? Because to me, that's not the normal Jaire we're used to seeing.
I thought
maybe he was shot with a tranquilizer. I thought they shot him with a tranquilizer. I'm not kidding. Like that seems like a very subdued, but he says he'll be back next year. But just color me skeptical at this point.
Yeah, it was really, it was, you know, he was still, yeah, I watched it and I was like, huh, I wonder if he got in more trouble than we even know. Like, it really seemed like he was like, you know, he essentially was like, you know, it's something to learn from. It won't happen again. Talking about how he won't be a problem for the organization from here on out. And then he's got to work on his communication. And I was like, did something else, like there, something behind the scenes definitely happened. And I mean, it's great that he is taking it seriously, but it did feel like more than just this coin toss,
Yep.
For sure. And so, yeah, it was very, very interesting. But I mean, we need Jaire, and I really hope that, that it is true that he did learn, and he won't make that same mistake again. I believe that. I don't think he would do that again. I think he didn't think much of it. I didn't think he thought it would be as big of a deal as it was when he made the choice to go out there against the Panthers and call the coin toss. So yeah, it was interesting though. He was very subdued. Yeah. It was like, oh geez, are you good, man? Are you good?
Yeah. It's like he had a placebo or something, maybe, I don't know, but you can hit it on the head. I think something else did happen that we don't know about, and props to Alexander and his people and the Packers for not letting it leak, because you know, the court of public opinion is very popular for people to try to leverage on, you know, to get their side to bend in certain situations, but it really didn't happen. So props to them for that. Yeah, that's again same thing. Just one last word on the Vikings. I think, I do want to even give Joe Barry even contributed. I mean, the
He
whole body of work,
absolutely
obviously, he
did.
still needs to be replaced, but the defense came to play.
They showed up in a major way, and it was so good to see. I mean, like we said, every phase was working. Jordan Love was on fire. The offense was having fun, and they were on fire. And the defense, man, they crushed it. They did so good. It was like, where has this defense been the entire season? We've seen glimpses of it, but they truly put together a full game, and it was awesome to see.
Yeah, and Jordan Love is the NFC Offensive Player of the Week for the
Yeah,
first time,
congrats to Love. That's
and
awesome.
it won't and it it will and it will not be the last. He's going to make some bucks this offseason. We got another franchise quarterback. Win or lose, the season was all about evaluating Love. That has been a success. So, obviously, major props to him. So, let's go ahead and start taking a look at the Bears. So, obviously, Packers Bears. Five at Lambeau Field. Formula for the Packers is simple: win and you're in. They can lose, but they need a ton of help if they somehow do lose to the Bears. But let's just go ahead and get right into that game and let's see what could go right. We've talked about this the last couple of weeks. Where the Pat Jordan Love has seen teams now for the second time. He's seeing the Bears for the second time, but he played pretty darn well that first game. I mean, his completion percentage was low. For his first regular season, well, second, I guess, regular season start of his career. But all that hype from the off season, he played well in that game. So he could, if history follows suit, getting that second chance, he could play really well against the Bears. I mean, this is definitely not the same Bears team, as they played in week one, obviously. Both teams are drastically different, as will happen during the year. But
Yeah.
I think this plays well for him, I think.
I think so too. Yeah, I mean, and each week I feel like we see more and more growth from Love, and I don't expect any different this game. I mean, the Bears is it's a classic historic rivalry, the Packers Bears. So they're, I think they're definitely feeling that too. It's kind of feeding them, and I think it will be a really good game. I definitely think Love is going to step up again and put on a great show for us to end the season.
Yeah, it's last year we all remember the same very identical situation,
Yeah,
going up a
yes.
team that's already out of it against Detroit, and Aaron Rodgers in his final an egg. Green Bay lost that game 20-16. A lot of the players are still around, remember that game, so I'm optimistic that it's not going to come to that again, and that it's they're going to come out swinging at least. And if they lose, I don't think Jordan Love's going to be one of the reasons. Moving on to
Right.
the next in happier news. So the Packers are getting healthier. Christian Watson had a rest
Finally.
day yesterday, as Matt LaFleur called it. And it feels like he could play. I don't know that he's going to be able to go full bore, but could he play some spot duty? What are you seeing in the cards there, Lindsay?
Oh man, we've been waiting for this all season. I feel like they are getting healthier at just the right time. And it gives Love so many options, so many ways that we can play our defense when we have players like Watson back, we have Jones back, we have Melton, who had a phenomenal game last week.
The Mo Melton game.
Yes, like we have really strong, capable guys on our team, and you can't forget Kraft. I like with Musgrave coming back, I think he's going to see, some action, but I do think it's really important to also play Kraft because he's really shown himself to be a reliable damn tight end. Like he is great. So, to have both of those weapons and both of those options, like that's a really good spot to be. It's yeah, I'm really, really excited for this game.
For sure.
Oh God, I hope it is what I have in mind.
Yeah, and Luke Musgrave could be back. He's got to be activated off IR first. Very well, that move could come today. So, we're recording this Saturday morning.
Yeah.
So that move has not been made yet. It may have by the time by the time you're listening to this. I don't know. And also, it looks like Dontavian Wicks will be back. So,
Yes, yeah.
they're getting healthy at the right time. Same with Elgton Jenkins too. So, I mean,
Oh, Jenkins.
it's you love it's cliche, but you love to see it.
Truly.
Moving on to the list, we were just talking about Aaron Jones. I don't think I need to say any more. Aaron Jones played very well against Chicago in week one. Had a hell of a game against the Vikings last week.
God,
When
yes.
he's on the field, it's just a completely different element. I know he's a 29-year-old running back, but his presence on the field just adds juice to the offense that they didn't have before.
Exactly. Yeah, no, one, I mean, 1,000%. The last two games have been 100 plus yard games for him. Which I mean, he's just Jones is such an explosive player for this young offense, and he's such a leader too for this young team. And when he's healthy, he opens up our chances and options just tenfold. I mean, he, for being a smaller guy, he can move bodies. Like, it's wild to watch. I'm like, how is this physically possible, what he's able to do sometimes? But he is a phenomenal player, and I'm so glad that he is popping off right now because it's always fun to watch him play.
And you need a good running back this time of year in the NFL for sure.
Yes.
Moving on to the last thing that we've got that's in good news on the injury front. I hate seeing any player hurt in the NFL, obviously, but advantageous for the Packers, Jalen Johnson for the Bears listed as doubtful. That probably means a lot of good things for Jordan Love. It's one less good defender on a rapidly improving Bears secondary. We'll get to that in a little bit. That's mark that up in the plus column for the Packers. That's big.
Oh yeah, that's huge. I mean, Jalen Johnson, I think he has the second highest overall grade from PFF for cornerback. I mean, he is yeah, he's not someone that quarterbacks want to play against. He's very good, and if he misses, the game, obviously I wish him well. I hope he heals up and recovers very soon. Just not yet in time for the Bears game. Is that bad? That sounded bad. I didn't mean that bad. I did not mean that bad. That sounded very, yeah. Can we edit that
Nah, we'll
out?
have to let that.
No.
We know what you meant, Lindsay.
We know. Yeah. You know what I meant. But obviously, I hope he gets better very soon. If he does isn't able to make the game, then it is going to be huge for us. It does open up our chances and our opportunities again, pretty significantly. He's a great player.
Yep, for sure. And the way, kind of we've talked about everything's fallen, everything's in front of the Packers. Matt LaFleur said, the big win over the Vikings means squat if they don't take care of business this week. And they'll be ready to go. However, this is definitely not I think earlier in the season when we looked at this game, we thought this was going to be a cakewalk. It definitely won't be. This is a much different and I hate to say it, better Bears team than what we saw in week one. So we're going to take a little quick break here. Then we'll get into what could be some challenges for the Packers on the regular season finale. So stick with us.
All right, guys. So we covered what could go well. Of course, we have to look at what could go wrong. This is the worst section of our show. We covered it a little bit going into the break, but I mean, it's true. It's just this Bears team is not the same as they were in week one. We had such an explosive start to the season against them, and then we had plenty of rough patches between between this game and the first game, but we've also seen a lot of growth from this young team, and that includes Jordan Love at the helm. But the Bears have too. I mean, the Packers are not the only team who have seen growth this season, and they're not gonna lay down and take it. It's the Bears and Packers. They're going to put up a fight, and they're gonna show up for the entirety of the game until the clock hits zero. So we better be ready for that. And they're not a team that we can just and kind of play at 70% and win. This team has to give 100% again, and if they do that, then we can beat them. But as painful as it is, Bears are, yeah, they're not as horrible as they were.
They still suck, just not as
They
bad.
still suck. Yes.
Yeah, so they do have a lot to play for, because by my count, if the Packers were to lose this game and the Vikings were to beat the Bears, it
The
would come down to,
Lions.
I think, I'm sorry, thank you. If the Vikings beat the Lions and the Packers lost to the Bears, by my count, it would end up being on the fourth tiebreaker, but I think Green Bay would actually finish last in the North. Minnesota, Chicago, and Green Bay would all be 8-9. And it would come down to, like, I think, record against conference or conference record. It's like a very strange tiebreaker, but I think Green Bay would technically finish in the cellar of the North, which, talk about a buzzkill.
Ooh.
You go into the game thinking playoffs, you might come out of the game in the basement of the division. So,
Ooh.
obviously that's I Detroit. I still think
I don't
Detroit might
like
beat
that.
Minnesota, but yeah, that kind of adds a little bit of a sting to the season, but that might be enough to slap Matt LaFleur in the face to finally move on from the defensive coordinator. But that is a rant for a different episode.
A rant for previous episodes that we've already had.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, I mean, and speaking of the Lions, I mean, this is we touched on a little bit earlier too, but it's so eerily similar to last year. With that winning in game against the Lions were mathematically eliminated from getting into the playoffs, but they, man, did they show up to play last season for this season ender, and that was exactly what it was for us. It was the season ender. We lost and we did not make it into the playoffs, as we are all aware. But I mean, this is, oh God, I really hope that's not the case again. I hope history doesn't repeat itself. That would really be a bummer. But there is a chance.
Yeah, I am much more nervous. As the week went on, I'm much more nervous for this game. Just because we've been talking about historical similarities all season between Jordan Love's first season and Aaron Rodgers, and how much it's lined up to the 08 season. That's the one thing here that I'm just deathly afraid of. I mean, everybody's been hyping up, the Packers have won 9 straight. Matt LaFleur has never lost to the Bears. It just, every time somebody hypes that up, I feel like you're cursing it, kind of like, when somebody's talking about a no-hitter in baseball. That's my concern here, is that all streaks come to an end, and this would be a hell of a time for this one to end. So it's got me a little nervous about this game, just because we've seen the script before, and again, like Matt LaFleur, he make first season, makes, goes to the NFC Championship, second season gets back to the NFC Championship, got closer, still lost. He couldn't get over that hump. So I don't know. This is probably very much the anxiety, fan anxiety, overthinking coming out of it here. But yeah, color me concerned for this game for sure. It is not a cakewalk for sure.
No, yeah, not at all. And when our previous quarterback goes on the record and saying, if they can't beat us, is it even a rivalry? First off, us, like, that was a strange use of choice of words. When I saw that, I was like, wait, what? Us?
Aaron Rodgers said a lot of stupid things this week. We aren't going to get into that.
But yeah, so like
Yeah.
that kind of energy and like it's just a lot to put on this young team, I think, and it's not fair. And it's also like this is the shot that they have. This is their one last shot to make it to the playoffs. And it would be really, really great to see that happen for Love. I would love, truly, I would just really enjoy seeing him take this team to the playoffs in his first career start season. But it's not going to be an easy fight. And they do, like I said before, they really do have to show up and they have to play for they have to put together a full game again, because if not, it could very well just be the season ender that, we had last year.
Yep, for sure.
All right, Justin Fields. He's last on our list. He doesn't have Justin Fields does not have a great QBR against the pack. He's 46.3, but he is quick on his feet. Like, that is one of his strongest attributes as a QB, by and large. He can make plays himself if there's no other option or if there's a window, and he can, he can see it. That is something that our defense has got to be ready for. I would imagine that they're prepping for that because we played him in the past. We played the Bears, and we know full and full well that Justin will he will run all over us if our defense isn't ready for it. So I just hope that they are, and yeah, that's definitely a weapon of Fields that he does have. It's his legs.
Correct. And despite the good game last week, Joe Barry is still the Green Bay Packers defensive coordinator. They played Fields well, that first week of the year. But again, that's something got to keep an eye on. Keep him contained, keep him in the pocket, and force him to throw the football. You will get footballs
Exactly.
thrown
Yep.
your way that way.
Exactly.
He's a bad enough of an athlete where if he starts running all over the Packers, that's dangerous. So, Joe Barry's still, I think, a dead coach walking, in terms of his career status, not, dead isn't dead, but just he's they got to keep Fields contained. If they can do that, it looks like Darnell Mooney's also going to be out. I think, they got to keep him in the pocket, force him to throw the football. Then their odds of winning go up pretty high.
Yeah, for sure. All right, guys. Well, that did it for the show. As always, we are going to end with a prediction for tomorrow. I will start. I really think that it's going to be a good game. I think it's going to be higher scoring again. I'm gonna say 31-24 Packers. I think it's gonna be somewhat close. I don't think it's gonna be a blowout, unfortunately, because of all the things we just said, but I do think the Packers they're definitely capable of beating the Bears 1,000%. And I really do think that they will. I think they're going to show up, and they're energized. I mean, they're hungry. These kids want it, because there are so many young kids on this team. They want to go to the playoffs. This is what they've been working for and dreaming of. So I really think that's going to push them to put on a great, strong performance, from all phases. And so I'm going to go 31-24.
So I'm torn in the sense that I really, really want to pick the Packers, but as we've seen the last few times I have picked the Packers, they've
Yeah, no.
lost, and when I haven't, they've won.
Exactly. You
So
vote for the Bears winning.
for
I know it goes against
it's
everything.
like I know I'm trying not to be that superstitious fan, so I'm going to say this in the terms of keeping the mojo going. I'm going to say Chicago 21, Green Bay 17.
Okay. Do you
Actually,
think it's going to be lower scoring, like kind of mid-range?
correct, but I am saying, let me repeat that. Chicago 21, Green Bay 17, and you can't see it, but I am winking extremely hard right now. I am sacrificing my fan card for the good of all everything. I really, really, for the record, so before anybody lights at me up on social, I really want to pick the Packers. I should be picking the Packers, but I'm weird in terms of superstition, so I am going to formally go on record as saying 21-17 Chicago and hope like hell I'm wrong.
God, me
And I
too.
think it's going to be, I hope I'm wrong there. So don't call me
I
a hater,
will.
guys. I'm doing this for the luck.
Doing this for all of us. I think I was very close last week with the Packers score prediction. The Vikings, however, did not put up nearly as much as I thought they were going to. But I think my prediction for the Pack was 31, and they got 33, as we all know, which was cool to see. So hopefully that happens again with my prediction too, where they get 33 when I say 31, but. We
Correct.
will see.
Yep, exactly. So we'll and I'm sticking with what works in terms of mojo and luck and signs of the universe and all that. So that'll do it for this week then, everyone. We will be back, win or lose. We will be back with one more episode, either a season recap or, God willing, preview of the next playoff opponent, and then we'll keep going. So maybe there's two more episodes. We'll see how many go, but we've got at least one more
Man,
episode in us after this one. This season flew by, but
it did.
it's all in front of us. So I got nothing else to add except go Pack go.
It all comes down to this. Go, Pack, go. Bye, guys. We'll see you here next week.